True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Get to a little bit of NFL draft talk later on this hour with Logan Paulson. How did he put together his big board? The big fellow reveals courtesy of Take Command. Also, 6 o'clock today, Dave Johnson, his final visit over the regular season. We'll hear from Will Dawkins as well in the 6 o'clock hours. He was on the Junks this morning, so if you missed that, best of what you got to hear. We'll get to it 6:15 before our weekend preview at 6:30. But right now, let's keep the NBA talk rolling with the best person we possibly could.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not my beat.
The NBA is entering its final weekend, and there is tons to talk about, and who better to bring on than the Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, David Aldridge, senior writer at The Athletic. DA, appreciate your time as always, sir. Happy end of hoops regular season.
Thank you, Craig. I appreciate it, man.
You and your colleagues worked on a big story this week on the heels of the Michael Malone firing in Denver. It is not common that we come to the end of the season and the winning teams are firing their coaches. Why do you think that we've now had two of these with Taylor Jenkins in Memphis and then Malone here? What was it? 4 games to go in the regular season when the Nuggets let him go. Yeah. Why has this become a thing?
I think you can look at. To me, it starts with ownership. You have a new type of owner in the league now. You've got more corporate ownership, more kind of hedge fund guys who are kind of used to, or maybe have less patience, I think, in terms of going through cycles of losing and winning that you do in all sports, but especially in team sports. You know, you don't win 60 games every year in the NBA. It's very hard to do that. Like, it's really hard because injuries and all kinds of things conspire to keep you from getting there. So you don't usually have a run like Golden State had. Like, you have to have not just a generational player, but an all-time type of player like Steph Curry to build around to get that kind of success. But these owners today are just a lot less, I think, patient or willing to go through that cycle of ebb and flow. Like, you make the second round, you make a conference final, and then maybe you lose in the first round the next year. And it doesn't mean your team was worse. It means that you got, again, where injuries or a player that you expected to play well didn't have a good season. You know, there's clashes between coaches and players or coaches and management, whatever it is. And they just aren't willing to go through that. And so you see a team like Denver, it's 2 years removed from a championship, like, you know what I mean, with a very different roster than they had 2 years ago. And there was certainly some corporate infighting between the coach and the GM that weren't on the same page. But you, at the end of the day, you look up there, the 4 seed in the West, which is just a brutal conference. Like, that shows you they've got they've not only got one of the two or three best players in the world, but they have a chance, right? Like, they do have a chance to win a championship this year, though. They need some, need a couple of things to go their way, and they need to stay healthy. But it's not like they were out of the playoffs or something like that, where you might expect something like this to happen. So it just goes to show that the pressure that's on teams and coaches and players to deliver championships year in and year out is higher than ever. And so people are just not going to be willing to kind of wait 4 or 5 years unless you're in a total rebuild. Most teams are not going to let you do that anymore. And so it's very hard to get management and ownership to kind of be okay not playing in the finals or the conference finals. They just think, well, I'll get somebody else in here to kind of get the most out of Nikola Jokic, you know. And I don't know what you can get more out of Nikola Jokic than 3 MVPs in the championship. You know what I mean? Like, but okay, good luck with that. You know, good luck. Maybe you can find somebody who can get it out of, get more out of them, but I don't know that you can.
This feels almost like a silly follow-up, considering what you just said, but like, is there any merit to this, or is the lack, like, is this a way that some owners might avoid some of the mediocrity that has been a signature of some NBA franchises over the years? Or is this so far in the other direction that it is hard to look at it as anything but a negative?
Well, I mean, look, you can, what you're hearing out of Denver is that Michael Malone had lost the locker room. That's possible. Sure. I mean, that could be. Defensively, they have fallen way off of where they were 2 years ago when they won the championship. I would humbly submit that part of the reason that they've fallen way off is because you took all the defensive players away. You know, you let KCP walk, you let Bruce Brown walk, you let all of the guys who really were great perimeter defenders leave in free agency instead of paying them, you know, which you could, that's a choice. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and a choice that should be said, DA, like a choice in large part made, I'm sure, by ownership, because if ownership green lights the contracts, then they would be like, hey, you guys come on back.
That's my point. My point is, you decided as a team, okay, we just don't want to pay Bruce Brown $20 million a year. That's a choice. And it's okay if that's your choice. It's okay to say, I'm not going in the second apron to keep this team together. Okay, that's a choice. But then you can't be shocked that your defense falls off when you let your two best perimeter defenders go for nothing. Like, it's not like you traded them and got something back. They left in free agency and you got nothing for them. So, you know, that to me speaks to a certain reality that I think it's hard to ask Michael Malone to build a, you know, elite defense with first and second year players, you know. And again, that gets back to the clash that he had with Calvin Booth, who's the GM, who, you know, and again, I don't think GMs do this unilaterally. I think they are told, I'm not spending the luxury tax, build the best team you can with what you have to work with, right? So, you know, you got a max player, obviously, in Jokic, you got a max player in Jamal Murray, you've got a near max player in Michael Porter Jr. There's just not a lot of wiggle room there financially, unless you bring in a bunch of rookies on rookie contracts. Okay, and you give them the marching order is you got to play the rookies. If you play the rookies, you're not going to be as good defensively. It's just reality. Like, it's nothing against them. Most rookies are not elite defenders when they come into the NBA. So you lose a little, you lose a lot, and they lost a lot. And so now you say, well, our defense is bad, so we had to make a change. Well, your defense is bad because all the defensive players are no longer here. You know, Nikola Jokic is a wondrous offensive talent. He is not a rim protector. He is not a guy that's going to shut down somebody else's, you know, best big man. He's not going to come into the middle. You know, you can't funnel things to him like you can to Rudy Gobert, and he's going to block 4 shots a game or something like that. He does. It's not what he does, right? So their strength defensively was on the wings. They had great wing defenders that could really disrupt what other teams were trying to do outside, challenge 3-point shots, and they don't have that anymore. You know, and so yes, you could say Michael Malone lost the locker room. It's a different locker room. It's not like he lost the locker room that won the championship 2 years ago. They were all good with Michael Malone, you know, like, so, you know, it's a back and forth. And so I don't know that we're going to see this everywhere in the NBA, but it's a copycat league. So I'm sure we'll see more of it, but you know, and I don't know that it's especially good for the league, but it's kind of the reality of the league.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
David Aldridge with the senior writer for The Athletic here on The Hoffman Show. The other part about this, DA, that's a little more specific to Denver, but is also an interesting larger sports conversation, is that cold war between Malone, as it's been termed, the cold war between Malone and Calvin Booth. And I think of good GM head coach relationships, and you mentioned Golden State earlier, the relationship that Bob Myers had with Steve Kerr, the relationship, if you want to go in another sport and make it local, that Adam and Dan have out in Ashburn. The ability for, if a coach or a GM gets under some players or whoever else's skin, for the other one to be like, hey, let's have a talk, and then maybe we go talk as a group and we get it hashed out, because sports aren't always easy, and sometimes you got to be adults. And it seems like that relationship, not having that element, perhaps made it so that people were not psyched in that locker room with Michael Malone, where if Calvin Booth was going to come down from the GM's office and be like, hey, let's talk through this, that wasn't going to work with the relationship he had with Malone. So how much of that is a problem, and how much does it underscore in your mind the importance of a GM head coach relationship, or am I overselling that part of it?
No, not at all. I think that's very important. There's got to be alignment. Like, how many times have we talked about that, you know, out in Ashburn over the last three decades or so, you know what I mean? Like, you know, your GM and your coach and your owner, they've got to be on the same page about, here's how we're going to build, and here's how we're going to sustain, and here's how we're going to retool on the fly if we have to. Like, we've got, if you start in, like, if you take Denver as an example, we've got one of the three best players in the world. How do we build around them? How do we keep building around them? Here's what we're going to do. And that clearly was not the case, I think, the last 2 years, really, but certainly this year, because they just, Mike Malone, look, coaches are interested in one thing. How do I win tonight? How do I win the game I'm playing tonight? That's all they care about. They don't care about 2 years from now, 3 years from now. They don't care about luxury taxes. They care about, how do I win the game I'm playing today? Right. And the GM, most GMs are thinking about, how are we going to still be good 3 years from now? right? And so that's a, there's a natural kind of friction there, and it's okay. That's not that it's not a bad thing to have that friction, but it has to be managed, and it has to be, there has to be an understanding of how you can do the best of both, which is win today, but also be able to win 3 years from now. And that's where I think Booth's position was, well, if we play the guys now in 2 or 3 years, Nikola may be a little less than he is now, but he's still going to be really, really good. And these guys will be up to speed and ready to kind of compete for more championships. That is just not what a head coach in the NBA cares about. He doesn't care about 2 years from now because he thinks he's going to get fired anyway. So he'd rather win the games he can win right now and win as many as he can to kind of keep himself in his job. So it's a tough call. It's a tough one, Craig. It's not easy. It just isn't easy to do. And it's hard because those, and then you, again, you have owners who are like, I want to win, but it's going to cost you all this money. You're going to have to go in the second luxury, you know, second level luxury tax. Well, I don't want to do that. You have to win another way.
Right.
You know, like, you know, like, well, again, good luck with that. It's really hard to win. Like the Celtics went all in and they got to the second apron and they kept spending. And even they had to sell the team because it was just too darn expensive. At least in their eyes, it was too expensive to keep this team together. And so it's hard. It's really hard to build and sustain a championship team.
Yes. Some would argue impossible. And by the way, some would also argue that's kind of the design of the league. It's a league designed for parity. And we see that as much as we can in a sport where there are five players for each team on the floor at once. And typically one of them is way better than everyone else. One of those guys is Luka Doncic. And the Mavericks decided to trade him for reasons that they've tried to explain and no one buys. David, in your 30 years of covering the NBA and sports in general, have you ever seen a scene like what we saw in Dallas the other night when he returned?
Yeah, well, it was different because instead of being beloved, he was hated. When LeBron went back to Cleveland, it was
right.
It was similar passions in a different way, you know, in the complete opposite way. But yes, I mean, I've seen a team, you know, I've seen a fan base that did not really care about the results of the game. They just wanted to vent their anger at, you know, in this case, Nico Harrison, the GM, about the trade. And again, as we've been talking, I don't know that any GM just calls his owner up one day and says, oh, by the way, I'm going to trade Luka Doncic this afternoon. Just wanted to let you know. Doesn't usually work that way, Craig.
Nope. And by the way, it's even rarer if that has happened, which I don't think has happened very often in the annals of NBA history, that the owner goes, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't usually work that way.
No.
So, I mean, I understand that the GM's job is to take the heat for ownership decisions, and that's why Nico's in that spot. And you can rightly say, okay, even if you're going to trade him, I wouldn't have done it. But if you're going to do it, you have to get more than he got. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Fair criticism of him. But he didn't make this decision on some whim, and he didn't make this decision on his own. And at the end of the day, I still believe that this new ownership group that did not draft Luka Doncic, that did not have a relationship with Luka Doncic, I will say this. I'm not saying it's the only reason, but I do believe that in part, when given the information that they were given about him, they said, we're not spending $345 million on Luka Doncic. We're not doing it. You know, so make the best deal you can, but we're not doing that. And so that's a choice. You know, again, I think it's a wrong choice, but that's a choice. And so it was unusual to see that. And it's going to be, I mean, this is going to take a long time for the Mavericks to kind of get out from under. No matter what they really do in the playoffs this year or even next year, I mean, it's just hard. You know, I liken it to this. What did Nats fans feel like when they traded Juan Soto? It's like that. Like, you know, like, wait a minute. Why are we trading the best player we have and one of the best players in the league and the one guy that my kids want to come see, right?
Right.
It's very emotional. It's very hard to kind of go, well, it's just business. You know, it was just the cost of doing business. It's very hard to look at an ownership group that's worth billions of dollars saying, you know, we just can't pay that. It was just too much money. and we'll see you later while we're counting our money. You know, like, it's just really hard for an average fan to kind of be okay with that. They get angry about that. And so it's not usual. It's not unprecedented. It's very unusual. And I understand. I don't disagree. I mean, an owner can do whatever they want. It's their money. It's their team. I've never said they can't do what they want. But what they should do is explain why they did what they did. That's what I think ownership has to come out front and say, this is why we did this. And you can blame me because it's my team, instead of letting your GM take all the bullets. That just does, that never has sat well with me in, you know, almost 40 years of covering sports.
David Aldridge, senior writer for The Athletic, with us here on The Hoffman Show. Last thing for you, DA. Let's look ahead to the playoffs. The Western Conference is incredibly tight below the one seed. Houston's pretty locked in, or at this point is actually numerically locked into the two seed as well.
Right.
But all the way down from 3 to 8, it's anyone's game. Do you think that this is like... this is going to be a really competitive playoffs, or is this really actually a really fun undercard to the Oklahoma City Thunder Invitational, because the Thunder have had genuinely one of the best regular seasons in the history of the sport?
No question. They have, and they have earned it. And most of the teams that are at, they're at 66 with two games left. So they have, you know, depending on who, whether they play their guys or not. I mean, they'll have somewhere between 66 and 68 wins. You know, if you go back and look at the teams that have had won that many games, almost all of them have made the finals, and most of them won the championship, right? So they certainly should be the favorite, but nothing is going to shock me in the Western Conference. Nothing is going to shock me other than, well, I mean, I was going to say other than an 8 beating a 1, but if Minnesota's the 8?
Yeah.
You tell me Anthony Edwards can't go off in a 7-game series and average 40 a game? Yeah, he can. You know what I mean? So it's so competitive. I mean, the Clippers have been playing so good. And they're going to be the 5 seed probably, or the 6 seed. You know what I mean? Or maybe they're the 4. But, I mean, even if they're the 4 seed, that means they got to play OKC the second round. You know, it's brutal. It's just brutal. It's going to be incredibly difficult. So I always believe that it comes down to injuries. When you get to the playoffs, the healthiest team usually wins because they're all good. So it's the healthiest good team, right? So I think it'll come down to who can stay healthy over these next 2 months and get to June and conference final with most of their team intact. And that to me is going to be the signal in the West. In the East, I mean, look, all due respect to there's very good teams. I think Indiana is the one team I look at that I go, wow, they've got a shot because they're very deep and they defend pretty well. And they've got a couple of really great offensive players, but you would look at this and go, Cleveland and Boston have kind of separated themselves from everybody else. And I will be surprised if it's not Cleveland and Boston in the conference final. Right. And I would agree with that perspective. I mean, I just think they are the two best teams, and they are both excellent defensive teams, and I suspect they will be good. And I suspect they will make their way to the conference finals, and one of them will win out. But the West is really tough. Like, it's this competitive. It's not like there's two good teams and six mediocre teams. It's like there's six really, really good teams and, you know, a couple of guys that have great individual talents like Minnesota and Memphis. And, that, you know, they have a puncher's chance. So it's going to be crazy out West.
Yeah, and you look at, for instance, the winning percentage the Warriors have since the Butler trade, especially when he plays.
Right.
That's right there somehow with Oklahoma City's 66 to 68 win season. They barely lost.
Yeah.
So get some small sample sizes of fun to try to predict with as well. DA, I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the playoffs. Thanks so much for your time as always, sir, and have a great weekend watching these seeds sort themselves out.
Okay, thank you, Craig. I appreciate it, man.
All right, that is David Aldridge with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back, a little football action. Logan Paulson's put together his big board, but it was a lot harder than it was last year and in years past. Why is it so difficult? Logan will discuss next here on the Team 980.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.